AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A homemade plane crashes in the woods, killing the only person on board. Nassau County police say it went down near Trinity Lane, which is near Hilliard, yesterday afternoon. No word yet on what caused that crash. He allegedly misused his position both by sending intimidating, illicit text messages to someone working for him and by trying to steer grant money to people who might not have been allowed to get it. Joe Peppers was the head of Jacksonville's Kids Hope Alliance until 13 months ago when he went on leave from that government-funded position. The results of the investigation into his behavior were released yesterday. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. Johns counties are on alert. Flooding could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents and high surf could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're on the beach, they say you will want to be very cautious. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed south, right after Old St. Augustine Road, an accident has a right lane blocked that's starting to cause some stop-and-go traffic. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today. The high will reach 78. This evening, cloudy with a low of 65. Currently, 70 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis wants harsher penalties for violent protesters and wants to penalize cities that defund the police. For 2 weeks straight, one local high school football team has players kneeling during the national anthem. And Democrats say they may look at impeachment again if President Trump rams through a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court before Election Day.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The word I was looking for was partisan. That's what the word I was looking for before you went to the top of the hour. 5 minutes after 8 a.m., the three fastest hours now, 1 hour remaining anywhere in Morning Talk Radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB, Ram, Jam, Slam through another nominee. The liberal left says we will go down the road of another impeachment if the president doesn't listen to the will of the people.
That just admits, they're admitting then that they just bring up trumped up number, accusations against them because they didn't say anything that he's done wrong.
That's right. But the will of the people is the will of the House of Representatives on the Democratic side. Democrats say that if the president goes through with the process without consulting with them and going before the November election, they will go down the road of impeachment one more time.
President Trump today acknowledged it might come after the election, but that his preference would be to have a vote on his Supreme Court nominee by November the 3rd. Justice John Paul Stevens holds the modern-day record for confirmation, just 19 days start to finish in 1975. Chief Justice John Roberts was confirmed in 24 days, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in 33, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 42 days. Democrats have vowed to do whatever it takes to prevent the nominee from going through, even taking another run at impeaching the president.
Axios.com reports that many of those of the economists and analysts on Wall Street say that the recession is over. As you know, right now, we're almost done with the third quarter. In June of this year, the Fed expected unemployment by the end of 2020 would only be around at 9.3%. Now the Fed says with the 2020 ending this year, unemployment should be around 7.6%. They say that it's the third quarter is ready to grow bigger than any other time in any other third quarter we have seen in history.
I think that the third quarter is going to give you a very strong number. I'm looking for a 20% GDP number on an annualized basis. So I'm really very optimistic about the third quarter, but I am still a little concerned about the fourth quarter. because we really need a little bit more stimulus out there to help us out.
That is economist with Chase Bank, Anthony Chan. According to Morgan Stanley's Lisa Chalet, she says the economic recovery, especially in the manufacturing area, is doing quite well.
So we are, very enthusiastic about the economic recovery and the V shape that we are seeing in manufacturing, in housing, as we saw in some of the supply chain related parts of the economy that are doing well and are reflected in improving PMI numbers.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday with several Florida police chiefs and sheriffs has announced that they plan to get tough on any protesters who believe that attacking police is the right thing to do. He says, And any officers as well that are being attacked or any property that's being damaged. He says, even though we don't see the violent protest here in the Sunshine State that we see everywhere else, he says, don't think you can start coming over here and start messing with us. Out of Orlando, WKMG-TV.
Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing what he calls the Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act. This legislation that will get tough on people who partake in violence during protests, including felony-level penalties on anyone who damages property, causes injury, or destroys public property.
The governor introduced a package of sorts meant to deter riots, with three main points, including creating new criminal offenses to combat rioting, increased penalties for those involved, and citizen and taxpayer measures, which basically means the governor wants to create mandatory minimum sentences for anyone caught participating in a protest that turns violent, and take away that person's government benefits if convicted. He also says this Combating Violence, Disorder, Looting, and Law Enforcement Protection Act would strip state funding from any local government that moves to defund their police department.
Here's what the governor said about the defunding the local police.
And one thing we have to do is we have to stand unequivocally behind the people who put on the uniform and put themselves at risk to be able to defend our freedoms and defend our society.
The governor also says if you want to defund the police, your local city, you will also be defunded as well. And he says citizens will be able now to sue cities that will allow the violent protests to take place.
We are not going to permit localities to defund the police. If you defund the police, then the state is going to defund any grant or aids coming to you. And that applies to any municipality or local government throughout the state of Florida. We also understand that victims need to be compensated. And so if you have a situation where a local government is grossly negligent, where they abdicate their responsibility to protect people and property, like we saw in some of these cities throughout the United States, we will waive sovereign immunity and let you get compensated by suing those local governments.
When it comes to the issue of kneeling down at NFL football games, latest poll numbers show that a lot of you support the kneeling down to send a message about racial disparaging that's taking place in many of our communities. Fox News' Kevin Cork.
It takes all of us and end racism. And very likely widespread kneeling during the national anthem. Still, recent polling asked if athletes should use their platform to express views on national issues. 62% of those responding told the Washington Post they should. 56% said it was appropriate for players to kneel during the anthem to protest racial inequality. 42% said it's not.
Well, you may want to call it a fad, but we'll see what happens. Bartram Trail High School out of St. Johns County for the last 2 weeks, and has there been any criticism against their high school football players kneeling down during the national anthem? News 4 Jax.
Bartram Trail High School finding itself in the middle of a national debate over kneeling for the national anthem. For the past 2 weeks, some members of the school's football team have kneeled during the playing of the national anthem at their games. This has sparked debate among the Bartram community.
This is the second week in a row some Bartram High football players have kneeled during the national anthem before their games. This move has stirred debate over local displays for racial justice by high school athletes.
The athletic director didn't want to comment much more beyond what I told you a little bit ago, but one other quote from him, he did tell me that the school supports athletes' First Amendment rights, both athletes and coaches. The team's coach put out this statement, which reads, "In an effort to provide our players an opportunity to represent their families' beliefs, celebrate the freedoms our country affords, and still pause in respectful unity during the national anthem, we will have a multicolored cord players can hold on if they choose to."
All right, so here's the thing. So they talked about the students' freedom of speech, their First Amendment. I keep asking the questions. What about the clothes that they may want to wear? Mm-hmm. They restrict that. Wouldn't that be considered a freedom of expression?
Yeah, absolutely it would be. There is no freedom of speech. There's no constitutional rights that students have while they're on campus because they're not adults yet. They are told to do what they have to do. Anything beyond that, they got permission.
904-831-0600. The question is, why, or is it happening at your local high school? Why is this being allowed, kneeling down at a local high school? Has it happening at your local high school? Is it going to happen at your local high school? 904-831-0600. A recent poll has come out by the Pew Research Center that still talks about how many people don't trust the media. But an interesting question was asked. 72% say that the news organization, 72% of you, this is a big number now, say that newspapers, news TV stations, do an insufficient job explaining to the public where their money goes and where their money comes from. Can anybody answer to me why that is? I have the answer. Do some of you know what the answer is? Why is it that papers do such a lousy job? Why do they do such a lousy job when it comes to reporting on how government money and how it's being spent and where it comes from?
When you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
There really isn't.
That was Brian Stelter from CNN. There's no left-wing publication out there tearing down Trump. It's always the right-wing tearing down Joe Biden. In the same poll, the reason why I played that clip, 60% said that they felt that news organizations do not understand people like them. Well, when you go out and put up that nonsense, I guess most people would sit back and say, you know, I thought it was elected officials. Now the media doesn't know how I feel, by the way, as well.
It either makes people think that the media is completely oblivious or they are deliberately lying and trying to manipulate you. Probably the latter.
So tonight, the Jacksonville City Council is supposed to be voting on over a $1 billion budget. Garrett Dennis, who is a Jacksonville City Council person, says, well, it's not really defunding the police. He's proposing to withhold almost $490 million from the JSO budget. He says that he's looking to have more of a transparency item take place out there as well.
What we're looking at is excessive use of force, which is violence on the part of a paramilitary organization in this town called JSO. We're looking at violence against people of color and communities that are being directed by the sheriff. Racially disproportionate shootings of social injustices being committed right here in this town.
That is Northside Coalition Director Ben Frazier. So Dennis says, who represents some of those in the Northside Coalition, he says, I'm not defunding the police here, Raj. I'm just going to cut back until there's transparency. The Northside Coalition says, no, we need to defund the police of what they do against those in the black community. Here is the Mad Dads, one of the group leaders. This is what Gary Bright says. He says, defunding the police, nah. He goes, that's not what it's all about. We're just talking about redirecting funding.
The community needs a voice. And we want to encourage them to participate in voting, city council meeting. You hear that term and people think, oh, they want to take money and shut down the police. That is just far from the truth. I think when you hear that term, you should know that it means redirecting resources.
So there you go. So that's what they're saying. We're not defunding the police. We're just redirecting resources to go from one area to the other. Is that correct? I mean, again, if I don't support the halfpenny sales tax in Duval County, do I support cutting children's education? What if I don't believe that we need some brand new secret defense thing for the military because some groups may deem it as not really needed? Am I supporting cutting the military? What about if I want to do something with the police pension? Am I now supporting cutting police?
Yeah.
Or is it just how you spend it?
It really depends on what the definition of is. What is a cut? Not spending as much as you're planning on spending or actually reducing the budget? And, of course, they're talking about moving money around to fund other things. That's not really technically a cut.
Yeah.
They're spending the same amount of money.
So is it a cut? I mean, are you cutting the police because you're maybe in some areas? I mean, is that too easy
Democrats
of a term?
Democrats don't want to cut anything.
Yeah, sure, except for military and the police. So what is your view on this? Plus the kneeling down as well, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Construction work on 95 headed south, right between Lem Turner and Gulf Air Boulevard, has a right lane closed, and it's causing stop-and-go traffic. Add an extra 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today. The high will reach 78. This evening, cloudy with a low of 65. Currently, 70 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change.
A toothless chihuahua has a full-time job at a dentist office. Like the rest of us, she clocks in every day, but then she goes and sits on the patient's laps that are a little anxious about getting dental work done. The Chihuahua's parents own the dentistry, so this line of work is basically in her blood. And the best part is, she doesn't even bite. You know, because she doesn't have teeth or anything. Talk about giving someone something to smile about. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building, located among national retailers along one of the area's busiest roads. There are tile floors, beautiful arched pathways, outdoor event space with a water feature, monument signage, majestic landscaping, and more. Located 1 mile from the beautiful sandy beaches of the Atlantic coast and positioned near TPC Sawgrass, this property may be exactly what you're looking for. This is your opportunity to lease prime commercial space in Ponte Vedra Beach. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Axios.com reports many on Wall Street say the recession is over. A new survey finds a large majority believe news organizations do an insufficient job at explaining to the public where government money is spent. And with the city budget up for a vote, some on the Jacksonville City Council are looking at defunding the police.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This is a peaceful protest. This is looting. If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail, because you're going to jail. That's a guarantee.
That's Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. We had him on at 7:30. He was the man. Mm. He was just great. So a lot of emails coming in on this issue. For those of you just tuning in, 21 minutes after 8 a.m., Governor Ron DeSantis has said, if you missed any part of the morning show, he says that even though we don't have, he admits we don't have the violent protest, and some of those emails are coming in about that issue this morning, ed@wbob.com. He says, even though we don't have the violent protest that other cities have in other states, he says, I want to get things prepared that we will not be shredding down on police. I'm keeping that word clean, if you get what I'm saying. We will not be having terrorism, some of them say, against police. We are not going to be throwing, as Grady Judd, the Polk County Sheriff, said last, we're not going to be throwing water bottles filled with certain things at the police. And Governor Ron DeSantis also said to all of you cities out there that can't control this, guess what's going to happen? You wanted to defund local police? Well, we're going to defund you. And by the way, we're going to allow you to sue the local city.
Local government is grossly negligent, where they abdicate their responsibility to protect people and property, like we saw in some of these cities throughout the United States. We will waive sovereign immunity and let you get compensated by suing those local governments.
All right, are you ready for the emails?
Yes.
Wow. So here we go. Right. A lot of emails coming in. Here's one. Well, sometimes they ask me not to mention their name, so I don't want to get them in trouble. So, I mean, if I don't, just...
That's why they email instead of call in the first place.
Yeah. They always call the fake name. So here we go. Here's a couple of emails. Uh-huh. Hey, Ed, this is nothing more than a ploy of all you right-wingers out there. You know you can't win Florida. You know Trump isn't going to win with the Supreme Court nominee. You got to manufacture something which you've already reported that is not in the state. Hence, to ensure a victory for governor, not governor, but for President Trump. That's what they're saying.
Now, I believe that the governor knows that, you know, there are going to be a lot of disappointed, passionate people who are watching the election results on November the 3rd, and he doesn't want to have any problems. So I think this is kind of a preemptive move to keep there from being any problems. Yeah, we haven't seen major rioting in the state of Florida, but he wants to keep it that way.
Here's one from Andrew. Ed, the governor says, we don't have the problem here. You guys are manufacturing more problems that where we don't have any problems because you guys have nothing to run on. Here's one from Amanda. Impeach him, please. He should have been impeached before he even got elected. Well, there you go. At least you got someone honest. And now this fake leader of ours who lost the national vote, Ed, is going to be able to pick another one to take away your rights and my rights as a female. I hope they impeach the president again for ramming this nomination through.
That is not unconstitutional. Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to nominate. I mean, what's the charge? He has to commit high crimes or misdemeanors in order to be impeached. Nominating someone to serve on the Supreme Court is not a high crime or misdemeanor if you're a president.
Yeah. Here's one from Heather. Hey, Ed, if my son or daughter at their local high school football game decide to kneel down, there will be major problems, win or lose, when we get home later that night. I don't support it. And why have the elected officials at the St. John's County School Board become all weak-kneed? Here's one from, this one is from Dick. Hey, Ed, it's sorry to hear about Bartram Trail High School football team kneeling down for the second week in a row. Where is the athletic director? Where is the principal? And where is the parents? And how come the media is not reporting all of this? A lot more. Oh, man, a lot of emails coming in on this one. Here's one from, this one's from Bridget. Hey, Ed, if you cut something, are you not technically defunding it? If Garrett Dennis is cutting areas of where revenue could come in to help the police protect the local municipality and he votes against it, is he not technically voting to defund the police? Some people say it could be behind the
beholder. He hasn't really voted on it. He's just talking about it. So that's he didn't defund anything. He's just...
As of yet. Yeah. So we'll see. Could be in the eye of the beholder. 25 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On I-10, headed east, right between Lane Avenue and McDuff, there's an accident that has a right lane blocked and it's causing some slow traffic. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today. The high will reach 78. This evening, cloudy with a low of 65. Currently, 70 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
If you come here to riot, to loot, to injure people, we're going to lock you up in the county jail before quick. The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns, to set fires. I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house.
So anyway, any part of the morning show, just go to WBOB.com and you can listen to us there. A lot more emails coming up. Everybody thinks this is a manufactured outrage. Now it's not by the Trump administration, but by Governor Ron DeSantis and all you fake sheriffs out there. Everybody keeps saying it's fake news, fake sheriffs. The sheriffs looking what is it, Ed? They don't have enough work to do, so they got a manufactured outrage to beat up on poor people. These are the emails I'm getting.
Amazing.
Boy, who writes your all scripts? That's what I want to hire. All right, who I want to hire? 29 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Trump has met with a conservative appeals court judge, Amy Coney Barrett, who is considered the favorite to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. But the president is considering other women for the high court opening and says he plans more interviews ahead of announcing his choice by the end of the week. Storm surge and rainfall are combining to bring more flooding along the Texas coast after Tropical Storm Beta made landfall. The storm is threatening areas that have already seen their share of damaging weather during a busy hurricane season. A wildfire scorching its way through brush and timber from the mountains to the desert northeast of Los Angeles is threatening more than 1,000 homes. Authorities say the Bobcat Fire continues to threaten Mount Wilson northeast of Los Angeles. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off 87 points. NASDAQ futures, meanwhile, are up almost 40. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. A Jacksonville police officer has resigned and is looking at a bribery charge. Undersheriff Pat Ivey says that Brian Pace was arrested Sunday night. Pace allegedly tried to withhold some items which were stolen from a woman until that woman sent him illicit pictures. A homemade plane crashes in the woods, killing the only person on board. Nassau County police say it went down near Trinity Lane, which is near Hilliard, yesterday afternoon. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. John's counties are on alert. Flooding could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents and high surf could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Police were expecting to investigate a home invasion, but instead they're looking into both that and a fatal shooting. The burglary happened overnight yesterday on Penman Road in Jacksonville Beach. They found the body of 20-year-old Ezekiel Archuleta in the front yard. An arrest has been made. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
This radio station accepts political advertising. We're required to adhere to very specific federal regulations concerning political advertising. You will not agree with all the statements or positions taken by all of these candidates. And sometimes, neither do we. This radio station is an important part of this community. And therefore, the candidates want to bring their message to you via our airwaves. We do so as a public service and in accordance with the regulations outlined by the FCC. Regardless of your position, please make sure you register to vote so your voice is heard.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On I-10, headed east, right between Lane Avenue and McDuff, there's an accident that has a right lane blocked and it's causing some slow traffic. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today. The high will reach 78. This evening, cloudy with a low of 65. Currently, 70 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. For 2 weeks straight, one local high school football team has players kneeling during the national anthem. Democrats say they may look at impeachment again if President Trump rams through a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court before Election Day. And Governor Ron DeSantis wants harsher penalties for violent protesters and wants to penalize cities who defund the police.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
So everybody's been asking about, are we going to have a Christmas holiday party this year? I don't know yet because of COVID. The Governor DeSantis, they're hinting, for the media out there, has been reporting that he's like, I think, Roger, like on scale 1 to 10, like he's at a 7, maybe an 8 about opening up like phase 3, which is like 75%.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine how packed our events are that only 50% of the people, 50% of the people are going to be riding outside? Somebody, you think it's going to be bad when Trump wins re-election?
We can always do it via Zoom.
Really?
I'm being funny.
I know. Roger will come in wearing his mask, as I probably will too. Just so nobody recognizes us,
yeah.
You know, until the time is. But anyway, so we don't know as of yet. But beforehand, let me tell you about a big event I will be at that I will have a big part in that I think many of you will probably want to join us as well, because the Second Amendment is going to be a big issue. Whether or not, and by the way, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may I, even though it may, I don't know, folks. I don't know who the pick's going to be. I don't know what their views are. Just because they're pro-life doesn't mean that they're all conservative on the rest of the other issues. All right. I know Democrats that are pro-life, but very liberal on other issues. Mm-hmm. Heck, I know Bernie Sanders supporters that love Bernie, but man, they love the Second Amendment a lot more. I mean, they're out there. Trust me. I've had some of these guys that have been dear friends, and they're honest liberals. In other words, they'll tell you they're not going to, you know, they're not going to fake stuff, everything else out there. But but who knows where the Second Amendment's going to take place? Will more rights be expanded? That could happen as well. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, according to the left, all of your rights are being taken away. For those of you that are minorities, women's, in the Black, Hispanic community, you're going to be, folks, you think I'm joking here. You're going to be sent back across the border. That's the emails I'm getting. I'm like, what?
Hmm.
What are you talking about? Oh, Roger, your people. I'm like, what?
Really?
Roger, your people?
Where are they going to send me?
You're going to go back to the Jim Crow era. I'm like, what? I mean, that's what he and I hear.
Well, they're talking about the Voting Rights Act.
Come
You know, I looked into it, and the big controversy, to be frank with you, at least one of them, is people who identify as another gender, does their ID still have Bob on it, or will they be
when their name's Roberta?
And they show up in a dress. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying.
I want you to be funny. I don't want you to be mean. But if you're funny by being mean, please be mean.
They're literally arguing, saying people's voting rights will be deprived of them if they're dressed, in drag that day at the polling place. Literally, that's what they're saying, why the Voting Rights Act needs to continue.
Yeah. We digress. But so let me tell you a big event that we're going to be at that we're sponsoring. We do this every year because it does a lot for charity, is the First Coast Friends of the NRA. Not the NRA, but the First Coast Friends of the NRA. The date is Saturday, October the 17th at 5:30. I think the Discovery Channel is going to be out there. The Hunting Channel is going to be out there.
Really?
Some of the Fishing Channel is going to be out. I'm having this. Is Ron here? I'm having this arranged for Ron.
Okay.
Who is the president. If you want further information, email me, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. I probably don't have any tickets left. If you're on a fixed income, you want a free ticket, I need people to spend money at this event. So I'm not, yes. If you live at Ponte Vedra, I'm inviting you, like Roger. If you look, well, actually, what I'm saying, I'm not going to be stereotyped here, but I was going to have fun.
Isn't there a song, if you ain't got no money, anyway?
I don't know. So they're going to be giving away, I think, up to 25 guns. You can raffle them off. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a great event. It's going to be jeans laid back. A lot of the proceed money goes to help out those with men and women and youth organizations when it comes to sporting shooting programs. Again, a lot of it goes to the girls' programs as well. So they donate a boatload of money. We sponsor this every year. We have nothing to do with the guns. That's by the First Coast Friends of the NRA. You can go to Facebook.com and look for First Coast Friends of the NRA, or if you email me, ed@wbob.com. That's ed@wbob.com. We can get your information Saturday afternoon or the evening, 5:30 p.m. You can get some tickets and things like that. This is going to be a big event. I go to these things every year, and I love it.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be fine. And with the capacity level, get in because the tables are selling out and individual tickets are selling out. I'm going to have a table. I think Barney Bishop's going to be here. Matt Caldwell. I got Rory Dime. I'm going to have a boatload of people that are going to show up. If you will email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, I'll get you some information. It is now less than a month away, and they are filling up rapidly. And I promise you, this is going to be a real, real fun event. Democrats say that we are rushing the process when it comes to appointing a judge. It's not a rush when it comes from the left, but it's a rush when it comes from the Republicans. And then they say the president wants to continue to jam a nomination before Election Day. They may bring up the issue of impeachment one more time.
President Trump today acknowledged it might come after the election, but that his preference would be to have a vote on his Supreme Court nominee by November the 3rd. Justice John Paul Stevens holds the modern-day record for confirmation, just 19 days start to finish in 1975. Chief Justice John Roberts was confirmed in 24 days, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in 33, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 42 days. Democrats have vowed to do whatever it takes to prevent the nominee from going through, even taking another run at impeaching the president.
Speaking of John Roberts, that's the reporter right there, John Roberts from Fox News. So, just some valid questions. Why is this considered to be a rush job? Or is it based on the timing? Because Ruth Bader Ginsburg got in 42, 43 days. Clinton just got into office. So we need to change the rules of the game because it's Trump, because it's conservative, and she may be a Catholic. And because she's a Catholic, she may be answering to the Pope. Remember back in the 1960s, the 1960 election, that was said about JFK?
Yeah.
I wasn't there, neither was Roger. I'm just telling you what history looks like.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, she's a Catholic. Can you imagine if she had been a Baptist or a non-denomination? Disqualified, forget about it. See, I want somebody who is a black female conservative. Because I would literally like to see that happening. And I would love to make fun of the liberal left because they call anything that you as a conservative oppose, it's not based on issues. See, they say that they oppose if she's a white woman or she's a black conservative. It's not the race issue, Raj. It's the issues.
Right.
But yet again, if we oppose the issues, if it's somebody from the left, no, you're sexist. No, you're racist.
The only minority I heard about on the short list is a Hispanic lady from Florida. Who knows if she's going to make it because she ruled recently against the felons being able to vote without paying their fines and fees. So that could end up being extra controversy he may not want right now.
Wait. She what does she stand on it?
She, as her role as a Florida jurist, ruled that that if ex-felons need to pay their fines.
Hey, sign her up. That right. was enough to get me right there.
But would that be a distraction of getting her on the courts quickly if she ends up being nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, so she must be a racist. Because remember,
that's what they'll say. Yeah.
Because she's remember, not, yeah, remember, Amendment 4 only was it Amendment 4 only targets black people. Can I ask you a question, folks? Do you know how many white people are ex-felons or felons in the state of Florida?
A lot of them.
And why is this considered a race issue? By the way, look, how you know where they do these? You know where they did these petitions? They were all hitting the MLK parades. Some of my black friends were telling me, because why are you guys here at the MLK parade? Why aren't you at the Founders Day parade or the Sons of the Confederate? Somebody was making a joke about it. He goes, it ain't just black people. And they were exactly correct. There are a lot of white people. But they made it an issue, like a stereotype, is only in the black community.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
And then reinforce the stereotype by being there to sign people up to vote.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Not that people don't need to be signed up to vote, but that's the only place you're going. Then it, you know, kind of speaks to certain.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There are stereotypes out there. I admit it, but I'm just being honest. There seems to be more of a stereotype from the left than about anything else. You wear a red hat. Oh, and wait. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a Kansas City Chiefs hat, but it's still a red. You must be a liberal. Wait a second. You've got an American flag. Oh, we thought it was a Confederate flag on the back of your truck. Oh, wait a second. You got a gun rack in the back of your truck? Oh, I'm sorry. You have an axe handle without the axe blade on it? That's racist as well. Oh, I get those emails too.
How is that?
Because of the situation, I guess, back in China. I'm just telling you. I got to give the liberal left credit, man. They're script writers. I've written scripts for other radios and for news and things like that, and comedy and some proposed channels for A&E and the History Channel. I'll go into that sometime for you. These guys are brilliant. I mean, yes. Trump is a climate arsonist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, heck, I thought all the things written by conservatives during the Clinton impeachment were pretty original. Some of them I wouldn't mention on the air, but I mean, what the left says.
Meanwhile, the backdrop of the news is California on fire.
Yeah, and that's Trump. Yeah.
Trump set the fire.
Climate arsonists out there. Let me see. Let's go to Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I want to inform the Republicans about a spin that the liberals are trying to put on us. They're trying to say if you're a Republican, you're going to hell, because Republicans are the ones who got Roe versus Wade approved. It was 6 Republican-appointed judges. And it's true they were appointed by Republican presidents, but that doesn't mean that they were Republican judges, because the majority decision for Roe versus Wade, it was written by Justice Blackmun, and he was one of the most liberal judges out there. Even though he was appointed by Nixon, he was an over-the-top liberal. So when people are saying Republicans are the ones who approved Roe versus Wade, we have to know, just because back in those days, if a Republican judge appoints somebody, he wasn't looking at...
All right. Listen, I'll bite. Are you ready for this one, Doc?
Go for it, brother.
All right. Can you be pro-choice? I'm biting here. I'm having fun. Can you be pro-choice and still go to heaven?
Well, first of all, Jesus himself said in John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I came to give you life. So my thing is, the one thing that God hates in Proverbs 6:17, the hands that shed innocent blood. So if God hates it, how are you going to be pro-killing babies, and God hates that?
Well, wait, didn't the thief on the cross next to Jesus, didn't he go to heaven?
Well, yes. First of all, now, he didn't even have to get baptized, because he wasn't symbolical of being baptized. He was baptized with Jesus. He was literally baptized.
All right, first off, baptism does not get you to heaven. I don't know who teaches you that. I'm not trying to get into theological. There's nowhere to prove that baptism will get you to heaven. Another thing conjured up by those in the Church of Christ crowd and stuff like that. I can spend another hour on that. Well, Ed, the scripture, I know, but it's also a commandment. It doesn't say you have to be to get to heaven. But that's fun. I like Doc. I said I'll bite, because he was having a little fun. I said I'll bite. Can a pro-choice individual, according to traditional Catholics, they And that's fine, and I love their views on the pro-life. I mean, the Catholic, which I'm not a Catholic, by the way, but the Catholic Church takes a backseat to nobody when it comes to the charity and it comes to the pro-life community.
Yeah.
They have led the way. Some of you in other faiths could learn a few things from the Catholic.
However, many of the elected officials...
But they don't think pro-choicers are going to heaven.
But many elected officials are Catholic who are pro-choice. Joe Biden's probably the most prominent right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's why I said a bite, because I'm going to get emails. Yeah. Can a pro-choice person go
Nancy
to heaven?
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Hmm. But some Catholics would believe you cannot. I'm just saying, I'm not having a trying to get a religious, but I'm just having a little fun here.
I've got evangelical friends says you can't even be a Democrat and go to heaven.
I know. And that you know that's embarrassing when some of my friends say that.
What if someone really believes God's called them to go into the Democratic Party to cause change from within?
Like a secret agent.
Yeah.
You know? Right, you're gonna mess up the Democratic Party?
The governor of Louisiana, he's Democrat and he's pro-life.
Yeah. I agree with you. Some of the things out there that's been said.
I worry for people because you know what? If you add anything to the gospel, require anything else, you got to believe with my political position, you've opened up scripturally yourself to all types of potential problems with the Lord on Judgment Day.
The liberal left is notorious for taking scripture out of context. But then again, they take the Constitution out of context. And by the way, some of my conservative friends, when it comes to the Constitution, they themselves are not pretty consistent. They're not as bad as the liberals, but they kind of ignore certain things. All right? I don't like it when people try to use this and use that. And I think within the context, it's a good thing to use of certain, things of history and Bible and Constitution. But we just take things out of context.
Well, I don't mind the conversation.
I don't have a problem with the conversation at all.
That's political correctness saying, I don't like you talking about what you want to say.
No, I don't have a problem with talking about it. My point is to act like by them bringing it up is going to change views in the comment. Remember, the devil quoted scripture too, Raj, as one of my listeners pointed out.
He did.
Anyways, what was the greatest trick of the devil? To prove that he never existed.
Yeah.
Now, so you got to watch the movie Usual Suspects. All right. 847. Here's Jonathan walking by. I wonder if he was listening to this morning. All right, 847 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our usual light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and there's no way we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today. The high will reach 78. This evening, cloudy with a low of 65. Currently, 70 degrees.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people create the perfect cemetery headstone. Our process is simple, no pressure, and our prices are surprisingly low. We install headstones, bronze markers, and upright monuments in any cemetery in the Southeast. We also offer bronze plaques for churches and schools. For more information and to see our work, please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Axios.com reports many on Wall Street say the recession is over. A new survey finds a large majority believe news organizations do an insufficient job at explaining to the public where government money is spent. And with the city budget up for a vote, some on the Jacksonville City Council are looking at defunding the police.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, so we've gotten a lot of emails. People, hey, Ed, there's going to be some debates taking place. I think, is it the Biden versus Trump debate next week?
I believe so, yeah.
So I don't know if the station, I would assume the station may be carrying, I don't know. I don't make the program changes around here. Hence, if that was the case. Anyway, I'm kidding. I would know. I'm joking. No, I don't know, Roger. But here's the thing. Some of those, some of the Republicans or non-party, I'm all open for debates on this radio show. Sheriff Rutherford and Donna Deegan has had an open invitation. Were they going to do it? Probably not. Now, the sheriff will come on the show. Listen, I love that. I know Tim. I get along very well with Tim Deegan.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'd love to have these guys come on the air and have a full-blown debate. All right? I promise you, in the morning, more people will be listening than watching it on News 4 Jax. No offense, Ken Justice, but I'm just telling you. Hey, in fact, Ken, you can come over and moderate it. I just want to be able, me and Roger want to be like those two old guys, Stotler and Wardoff in the Muppets. We just want to crack comments on them, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So, but no, I kid. I'd love to have those two come on. Listen, if Jason Fisher, he'll never show up in the show, takes on Ben Marcus, the Democrat, ain't going to happen. Ben, he doesn't think, no offense, Ben, I don't think you're not going anywhere. So Jason probably doesn't need a debate, and I don't blame Jason. I mean, he's not all that, but hey, I give Jason Fisher credit, or credit is due. He's like, hey, I'm going to, you're not even registered on the radar. Nicole Hamm, who's running for Jacksonville City Council, who's got a good chance of winning that seat against Kevin, whatever his name is. I'd love to have that debate. Just not that many races around here that are running. I mean, most of them were decided in the primaries. So I'd love to have these debates if they'll take place. Heck, I'd like to get Kim Daniels back on here to debate the race that she already lost. That would be debatable, but it would be fun to, just have some fun with Kim. By the way, I was in Tallahassee, and they say there's rumors going around that she's going to switch parties.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. I heard that yesterday from our good friends you would know of.
Now, is this a rumor, or is it rumor? Have any basis?
No, there's no basis.
Okay.
Like, the reason why Jennifer Carroll had to step down, was forced to step down. I have all the information. Roger, remember, I'm in the know. I'm the news. I get all this news. It's just some things I'm not going to share.
Okay.
But I like Jennifer, but just some things, the reason why she was kind of forced out. So what I'm getting at is I'd love to have these debates on the show. I just don't know if they're going to happen because they know we'll ask the tough questions, And so I'd love to have them do some talk radio. Deegan, Deegan will do NPR? Do you think Deegan will do this show? And I'd be very fair to Donna.
Yeah.
I bet you she doesn't. You think Rutherford? And by the way,
an interview, just a one-on-one interview.
Well,
or
I mean, both interview or debate. I'd love to have both.
It's free airtime. Yeah, I should come on.
Well, yeah, it's not too free. I'm going to end up paying for it one way or the other. Yeah. All right, 855 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our usual light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and there's no way we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today. The high will reach 78. This evening, cloudy with a low of 65. Currently, 70 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Perhaps you've heard of the 1619 Project, a curriculum for government schools authored by African-American employees of the New York Times. It teaches America must be seen through a racial prism and slavery. Just in time to counter this propaganda comes Bob Woodson and Ian Rowe, two conservative African-American men who have authored the 1776 Unites Project, a curriculum they say offers a positive and unifying vision of Black America, past, present, and future. The material highlights the hidden history of Black resilience and excellence in American society and is available for free. The men encourage people to go to the website 1776unites.com and download it. Share it with friends and school teachers. Again, the website is 1776unites.com. You know my view. Our kids and grandkids should not be in these propaganda centers in the first place. Good Christian schools and homeschooling, which is on the rise during the pandemic, are the answer. But 1776 Unites is a great curriculum if kids must stay in government schools. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Don't forget, you go to WBOB.com, download the radio app, put it on your smartphones or Android phones, and listen to us anywhere you would like. There's no cost. No pop-ups, just go straight to the site. By the way, you can read more bios about this and other shows we also have throughout the day and throughout the weekend. Just go to WBOB.com, Facebook.com/WBOB. Click on the Ed Dean Extra for the podcast. We got so much to offer. We'll be ready to go tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. I don't know if anything's going to change with the nominations of what may be proposed with President Trump. I think he says Friday or Saturday, right?
Yes, he wants to, you know, wait for the morning period for RBG to end.
He'll be accused for waiting too long, by the way. He can't win. So, hey, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, you can always email me throughout the day. I still have conversations with everybody at ed@wbob.com. So, Roger and Ed, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right here on Talk Radio WBOB.